Well, no, but you know what? They're allowed 3 wives. That's criminal, that is. Yeah, 'cause here's me, and I ain't got 1, said Nobby. And they eat funny grub, curry and that. Nobby gave this some thought. Like we do when we're on late duty. Well, yes, but they don't do it properly. You mean runny earwax yellow with peas and currants in, like your mum used to do? Right, you poke around as much as you like in a Clatchian curry and you won't find a single piece of Swede. And I heard where they eat sheep's eyeballs too, said Nobby, international gastronome. Right again. Not decent ordinary stuff like lamb's fry or sweetbreads then. That's right. Colon felt that he was being got at in some way. Look, Nobby, when all's said and done, they ain't the right colour. And there's an end to it. Good job you found out, Fred, said Nobby, so cheerfully that Sergeant Colon was almost sure that he meant it. Well, it's obvious, he conceded. What is the right colour, said Nobby. White, of course. Not brick red, then, because you are... Are you winding me up, Corporal Nobbs? Course not, Sarge. So, what colour am I? That caused Sergeant Colon to think. You could have found somewhere on Corporal Nobbs a shade appropriate to every climate on the disc, and a few found only in specialist medical books. White is a state of, you know, mind, he said. It's like doing an honest day's work for an honest day's pay, that sort of thing. And washing regular, not lazing around sort of thing, right? Or like working all hours like Gorriff does. Nobby, and you never see those kids of his with dirty clothes. Nobby, you're just trying to get me going, right? You know we're better than Clatchians, otherwise what's the point? Anyway, if we're going to fight them, you could get locked up for going around talking treachery. Are you going to fight them, Fred? Fred Colon scratched his chin. Well, as a experienced military man, I suppose I'll have to. What are you going to do, join a regiment and go to the front? Well, my forte lies in training, so I reckon I'd better stay here and train up the new recruits. Here at the back, you might say. We all have to do our bit, Nobby. If it was down to me, I'd be out there like a shot, giving Johnny Clatchian a taste of cold steel. Their razor-sharp swords wouldn't worry you then? I should laugh at them with scorn, Nobby. But supposing the Clatchians attack here, then you'll be at the front, and the front would be at the back. I'll sort of try for a post in the middle. The middle of the front, or the middle of the...
Gentlemen?
They looked round to find that they had been followed by a man of medium height, but with an extraordinary head. It wasn't that he had gone bald. He had quite a lot of hair, which was long and curly and reached almost to his shoulders, and his beard was large enough to conceal a small chicken. But his head had simply risen through his hair like a kind of intrusive dome. He gave them a friendly smile.
Am I, by any chance, addressing the heroic Sergeant Colon and the...
The man looked at Nobby. Expressions of amazement, dread, interest and charity passed across his otherwise sunny countenance like storm-driven clouds.
And the Corporal Nobbs, he finished.
That is us, citizen, said Colon.
Ah, good. I was very specifically told to find you. It's quite amazing, you know. No one had ever broken into the boathouse, although I must say... I did design the locks rather well, and all I've had to do is replace the leatherwork around the joints and grease it up. Oh, do excuse me, I've got rather ahead of myself now. There was a message I had to give you. What was it now? Something about your hands.
He reached down into the large canvas bag by his feet and pulled out a long tube, which he handed to Nobby.
I do apologise about this, he said, producing a smaller tube and handing it to Colon. I had to do things in such a hurry. There really was no time to finish it off properly, and frankly the materials are not very good.
Colon looked at his tube. It was pointed at one end.
This is a firework rocket, he said. Look, it's got a riot of coloured balls and stars on it.
Yes, I do so apologise, said the man, lifting a complex little arrangement of wood and metal out of the bag.